Good afternoon. I'm Melissa Kane, and this is your PixNow update. We begin with breaking news. An evacuation order is in effect for everyone within 1 mile of Highway 128 and Bennett Lane. This is after a propane tanker overturned near the Sonoma-Napa County line at around 10:30 this morning. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office says the evacuation order will remain in effect for 2 more hours. Earlier, deputies went door to door to get people out. Now, people on the east side of the tanker can evacuate to the Calistoga Fairgrounds at the Butler Building. And a recycling truck has exploded in Oakland this morning, injuring an employee. Chopper 5 was over the truck when it was escorted by police to be checked out. Now, crews say this happened at around 8 a.m. near Moss Avenue and Harrison Street. A debris struck the employee in his face while the scoop of the truck was crushing materials. Police say the employee will be okay. The Alameda County Bomb Squad is investigating. And a crackdown on e-cigarettes. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera said today the FDA has failed to do its job, and e-cigarettes are threatening public health, particularly children. And now San Francisco Supervisor Shimon Walton is introducing new legislation to ban the sale of e-cigarettes in San Francisco and to prohibit companies like Juul from occupying city-owned property in the future.
Millions of children are already addicted to e-cigarettes, and millions more will follow if we don't act.
Herrera says the percentage of middle and high school students using tobacco products was at an all-time low in 2017. But in 2018, tobacco use among youth went up for the first time since the 1990s. And today, state lawmakers are discussing whether to change the UC admissions process to eliminate the use of tests like the ACT and SAT. Now, this comes in the wake of the college admissions scandal. And according to court documents, one of the many students tied to that scandal did get into Cal, but he paid a professional test taker $100,000 to take the SATs for him. And lawmakers are now considering whether standardized tests should be required at all for students applying to UC schools.
People with access can buy a better score. I think this scandal shines a spotlight on the whole issue of the testing industry. You know what we should think about doing? Just scrapping the whole thing and focusing on just the old-fashioned way.
Last year, UC officials created a new task force to review the use of the SATs and ACTs in admissions. And so the Assembly Subcommittee on Education is now holding a hearing on the issue. And the Trump administration is proposing new limits on student loan debt. It would impact federal student loans for graduate students and the parents of undergraduates. A White House officials included this plan in a list of suggested changes to the Higher Education Act. The proposal seeks to reduce the nation's student debt. And now let's take a quick look at the Ocean Beach in San Francisco. Right now, the Coast Guard is urging everyone to be on the lookout for strong swells and sneaker waves. Powerful rip currents and big shore breaks are expected from Sonoma County down to Monterey Bay for the next few days. Mary Lee's been tracking those conditions for us. Mary?
We do have a beach hazard statement for today for the coast due to the higher risk of sneaker waves. So definitely use extra caution at the beaches for today. So here's what you can expect. Mostly cloudy skies, a dry day. We're going to hold off on that rain today. Showers start to move in tonight. It does turn wet and cooler for tomorrow. By the way, if you're suffering from allergies, the pollen count higher compared to yesterday at 9.5, medium to high. For tomorrow, because of the rain, the pollen count will be lower, and then it'll creep right back up, and it does look sky high for the weekend. Well, the satellite radar view, this is a low pressure system that we're tracking that'll bring wetter, cooler weather pattern for us beginning tomorrow, Thursday, and for Friday. So timing it out for you on Futurecast, you can see the clouds as we head through the rest of our afternoon. Showers begin to move in for tonight. It does look wet for tomorrow morning, with off and on showers for tomorrow in the afternoon.
And the St. Mary's men's basketball team is on their way to Connecticut right now. They're competing in the NCAA tournament once again. Last week, in a stunning victory, the Gaels beat number one ranked Gonzaga, earning them a spot in the tournament.
I can't remember being as excited about a single win. Not to say that's our best win or anything, but it was pretty exciting.
Once they get to the East Coast, they'll take on the defending national champion, Villanova. Game time is tomorrow at 4:20 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, in San Jose, preparations underway at the SAP Center, where the first round of games are tipping off on Friday. For the South, it's UC Irvine against Kansas State and Oregon against Wisconsin. And for the East, Liberty U against Mississippi State and St. Louis against Virginia Tech. You can watch all the March Madness on KPIX 5 starting on Thursday. Thursday. You can also find a complete guide to March Madness on our website, including a schedule of games and the CBS Bracket Challenge on KPIX.com. We'll be right back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.